Jeffrey Reed. Our farm's in Williamsville, Missouri.
So today we're talking about a lot of ag conditions and markets here. Just starting out on the cattle side of things, what kind of picture are you seeing right now as it comes to getting things fed and trying to manage your costs the best you can?
Sure. Texas drought obviously is very big, having a big impact on the cow market right now. We were able to sell cull cows a while back, for $1.10 or so around, and now, mass sellouts in the last month has kind of knocked the cull cow market down significantly. There's some producers around that if they've got some grass, it'd be a good time to buy some pretty good quality cows at a definitely reduced price. Concerning, on the inventory, it'll take a while to see what the actual numbers are, but we had the Dakota sell out last year, and now Texas and Oklahoma and even some in Missouri and up into Arkansas a little bit, selling mass, cows by the droves. We see, national news on the trailer lines because people just, you just kind of get to that point where you've got to sell your cattle. Land prices are through the roof, and it'll be interesting to see who comes back into the cattle industry after the drought because of the land prices in a lot of our areas. But that's going to affect us, in Missouri pretty significantly, as far as Texas having those mass sellouts. The feeder calves are doing pretty good market-wise, as good as they have been doing, and even better. So we're pretty excited to see that. Corn's come down quite a bit, so that's helped on the feeder side. As far as rain and hay in our area in southeast Missouri, we got pretty dry, and then last night we got anywhere from a quarter to, 9/10 of an inch of rain pretty much across southeast Missouri. So that kind of helped us quite a bit on our hay. But most people got, first and some got second cuttings already done, and good quality hay. But really looking to the fall cuttings, it's kind of going to depend if we get any more, moisture in the ground. But that's kind of where everybody's sitting is it's kind of concerning. But the rain last night and yesterday definitely helped a lot of people, and probably saved a lot of people from having to sell cattle, where drought conditions have just really damaged the grass.
Do you have an idea about how far behind on rainfall you are right now?
I don't know specific numbers. We had a kind of an oddball spring that was significantly. It was really odd. We got some moisture, but not near the moisture we would normally get. And then that kind of led us into the summer where it got really hot really fast, then cooled back off. It's just kind of an odd growing season. As far as specific numbers, I don't know how far behind we would be, but I would say it'd be pretty significant. A lot of the, like if you go into the Boot Hill, we have some row crops here on our farm that run along with the cattle. We have an irrigation well getting parts the other day, and the kind of the rice farmers over there, their wells are actually, some of them are running dry. So, there's some of them are having to redig wells, redrill wells deeper. It's pretty dire, kind of this way. I'm hoping that rain really helped those guys out over there as well.
Well, just looking at the forecast, it's pretty fortunate that rain came when it did, at least, because I mean, looking at least here in central Missouri, starting tomorrow through at least Wednesday, it looks like the highs are ranging from 97 to 104.
Absolutely, yeah. It definitely it's cool and nice today comparative to what it has been, but these next couple of days where the grass was really going to burn up, that moisture retention is really going to help out a lot. Hopefully retain what grass and grazing people have left. That moisture should hold it down there in those 103, 104 days.
Have you seen any maybe heat stress that's been impacting the cattle?
We saw it early on, probably in June, because we typically kind of cater into the summer, but June was pretty miserable for us, comparative to what it normally is. this time of year, the cattle are definitely hot and want to lay in the shade kind of thing, but I feel like they're kind of acclimated to it by now. But definitely early on, we saw quite a bit of heat stress and quite a bit of cattle that neighbors had talked, getting pink eye and those kind of things where they normally wouldn't. Flies were pretty horrific early on in June, so you had massive heat, flies. It was just kind of a perfect storm on pink eye. But those that kind of do some preventative measures, vaccinations, and feeding different things in a mineral form, didn't see near the impact, but definitely was a factor early on in June. Now that I feel like they're kind of acclimated to it.
Is there anything else you want to add on the cattle side of things?
It's going to be, the cow thing's really going to be interesting, and the feeders, hopefully, we continue to see some things kind of go our way, but it'll be really, really concerning if the inventory stays as low as it is right now with the mass sellouts and a lot of people talking about not getting back into the cattle industry because of everything that's going on with the Big Four and packers and legislation. It's just it's not profitable for a lot of people because you've got this perfect storm of markets and a lot of people aren't going to be able to afford to buy hay, and then you got grain extremely high. But luckily, it's good and bad. We have row crops as well as cattle, but grain coming down is going to help the cattle producer quite a bit.
Oh, just I guess one more thought on the cow side of things. It's you don't like to see these big sell-offs and the drought pressure and the input costs that all these producers are dealing with. But you'd imagine if you're able to withstand kind of the storm that's going on right now, maybe a few months down the line, once the national herd shrinks down, you might imagine seeing higher prices.
You would think or hope that that would be the case, but there again we fall back on the market manipulation that's gone on, and what all the mass profits that we're seeing on the packing side, and that never translated to the calf side. So it'll be interesting to see if they do shift, and feeder cattle do go up whenever there's less of them, and maybe the feedlots and the cattle producers get a little more bargaining power when there's less cattle out there. And if a producer right now, if they've got grass in our part of the world, it'd make a lot of sense to maybe pick up some cattle out of some of those drought areas and be sitting off better come winter, springtime.
Well, shifting gears here a little bit, you talk about some of the row crop production that you have going on. So, what's your crop quality look like? Kind of where you're standing right now?
Ours, for the most part, we're extremely dry. It's very spotty. We have some guys that are 20 miles from us, and they've got the best crop they've had in a long time. And we've got some guys right here close to us that it's the worst crop. So it's really spotty. It'll be really interesting. The Boot Hill of southeast Missouri is not far away. They do a lot of irrigation and pumping water, so they. A lot of those guys are okay, but it's concerning when they're talking about wells going dry and having to kind of get through those issues. But overall, I feel like their crops look pretty good. The smaller kind of hill row crop guys, a lot of those look pretty rough, especially if they didn't get them in early and get the moisture on, because it's like it just shut down on the water pretty early this year. Overall, I think you're probably pretty close to normal production, just because a lot of the guys south and east of us are irrigating. If you're not being able to irrigate, then they look pretty rough.
So right now, would you be more concerned on the corn side of things, just by, the timing that we're seeing these heat waves?
Yeah, definitely on the corn side, and then you see the price drop, overnight, which is. It's kind of concerning when you see corn production estimate has gone drastically down, and then all of a sudden, I believe it's Tuesday last week, corn on the futures market went down. So that's definitely not the norm. Normally, you see production estimates go down, and normally the price goes up, but we kind of saw the opposite last week. So It'll be interesting come harvest time and whenever we actually see the numbers at that time. But definitely corn's pretty concerning. And then, you know, going into the fall in the next few weeks, moisture will be pretty imperative on bean and getting pods put on beans.
Well, good luck to you trying to figure out when and how much grain to market. I mean, it's I don't know. A lot of it still kind of, I guess, is revolving around the unknown of the Black Sea region and conflict there and how much grain's actually going to come out of there. So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad I'm not having to deal with that necessarily.
Absolutely. It's a world where a lot of people that had it figured out for 20 years or so are kind of scratching their heads saying this doesn't really make any sense. It's pretty concerning. Hopefully we kind of settle back into a norm of some sort and help, you know, farmers kind of do some predictions and be able to better market their crops.